10.
Well, good morning. 7:10, Brock Hunter.
Hey, you know, I did see a lot of beetle geese over the weekend.
Beetle geese?
Beetle juice, beetle geese, juices, beetle juices.
Did you just have a stroke?
I don't know what I'm saying, but what I was trying to say is I saw a lot of beetle juices.
A lot of people dressed up as Beetlejuice. Is that what she's getting at?
That's the way to put it.
Perfect. There you go, buddy. Nice job. Yeah, it's a good Halloween costume. It is. It's a popular one. Samsonite. That was way off. yeah, that's a good Halloween costume. Good one.
Yep. A lot of good ones, too, man. I tell you, I saw a lot of great costumes over the weekend.
See any Squid Game costumes? I figured that would probably be a pretty popular
one.
Just one?
Not as many as I thought.
Huh. Yeah. I thought they'd be everywhere, but anyway. What'd you dress up as?
I just had a little mask, but I didn't wear it much. No. To be honest with you. I was more interested in seeing other people dress up. I've dressed up in the past and just kind of tired of trying to think of something, so I just kind of...
Like a douchebag like you do every day?
Shut up. What'd you dress up as, a cow? I saw that picture.
No, I dressed up as a skeleton, and I was spooky.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Skeleton.
No, the blue ox is one of my older costumes. That's a winner every time, man. That's a good one to drink in. It's just a big onesie. That's all it is. It's a good drinking onesie.
Especially on a cold Halloween.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. Anyway, enough of our great costumes, okay? We could talk all day about Hunter's douchebag costume and my blue ox costume, but we got to keep removing. It is time for your morning dump. Let's get it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah. Pump that septic. Yeah. Hey, it's International Scented Candle Day today. What is it with women and scented candles? My God. Does your wife have a problem with scented candles?
Every woman loves candles, bro. Come on. They love them. Here's a real question. I'm going to propose a real question. Why are they $25 a candle? It's wax and a wick. And you make it smell good. It blows my mind. These Yankee candles.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Because you can get a candle for like $5, or you can get a Yankee candle for like $25, $30. Is there gold in this candle?
All in marketing, man. Somehow, the Yankee Candle Company has conned women into thinking they need to spend that much money on a candle. And it doesn't even last that long.
It doesn't. You better yank out your wallet. That's what you got to do, because they're expensive. I can't believe that, dude. $20-some bucks for a candle.
I have to do this every time my wife is out shopping with me and we're going through. We swing by the candle aisle. She loves it. She goes nuts for it. She, ooh, smell this one. Oh, my God, honey, smell this one. And I just want to be like, I don't care about how the as long as it doesn't smell, you know, like a roadkill, I'm fine. All right?
She just gets one that crackles like a fire. Do you ever get those?
No, I didn't know that was a thing. Boy, that's...
Yeah, they got ones now that, like, the wick, it like, I'm trying not to make the noise, but they crackle like a fire, which just seems pretty cool until you try to go to sleep around it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, shut up, candle. God.
Well, that would make me worried. It just make me feel like something is on fire other than just the candle, right? Like, God, is that thing, like, tip over? Is the cabinet on fire now?
It does sound dangerous at first, for sure.
It's baffling to me. Just
when those are like $50 a candle, dude.
Lose their minds over candles. It's just, I don't know what it is, ladies. I don't know why it is such a big deal. But, I mean, like, my wife will have a conniption fit if we don't swing by the candle aisle. Mm-hmm. And it's like she needs, like, that hit. You know, it's like she's like, oh, my God, that's it.
Quick fix.
Yeah, needs that. She gets real antsy if she doesn't get a couple fat rails of Yankee Candle before we leave the store. Unbelievable.
This anyway. Little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine for $35.
Unbelievable. So there you go, ladies. Go for it. Go nuts today. I'm sure there's some sales going on over at Bed Bath & Beyond with these candles. So, let's talk about this. Size may or may not matter, but a doctor has gone viral on TikTok with his shortcut on how to measure a man's manhood, if you will. The donger, all right? The big tan worm.
Huh?
It all comes down to fingers. It's actually a scientific formula called the 2-digit to 4-digit ratio. He says that if a dude's index finger is shorter than his right ring finger, it equates to a larger package. So if your index finger is shorter than your ring finger, so it's if you put your fingers together, if your index finger is shorter than your ring finger, then you got a big old donger.
Okay. How does that correlate? I don't get that.
It seems short index fingers point to higher testosterone levels. So right now, every guy is looking at his finger.
I'm looking at mine.
So is your index finger shorter than your ring finger?
Just barely.
Mine's way shorter. That's because
is it? No, it's not. You just have tiny hands, dude. Shut up. Don't try to justify your small, soft hands
look
over there.
Look at this.
You've got an innie. That's what you have.
If this is any indication of what I'm packing, good God, watch out, everybody.
What those Burger King hands you got there? Jesus.
I can't eat a Whopper anymore. It just looks so small. So, yeah, for every male out there right now looking at your hands, just know that if your index finger is shorter than your ring finger, you're packing, or at least according to science. And ladies,
I think we could chalk this one up to another trash study.
You would say that.
It's just some doctor that's got a really short index finger, and he's trying to impress women.
That's because you got a long index finger, don't you, buddy?
No. I'll take a picture of it.
It ain't long, but
actually,
it's short.
I'll just take a picture of the real thing. I'll Brett Favre you. Here we go.
All right, this backfired on me. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.